Ah, we were both singing along to that in the studio. That is Tom Robinson Band with 2468. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a singer-songwriter, Adam Wedd, who's going to be playing live. He was last on the show back in October last year with Different, and he performed Holiday in My Mind and Different on the show as well. And he's back with a new release called OK, which we've been loving here on Phoenix FM, and I've been playing out for the last week. So, hello.
Hello, good morning.
We're having a good old chat about music off air, always. Yeah.
We have to remember that the light's about to come back on.
Yeah, no swearing.
No swearing. Never.
No, you have been on the show twice.
Have I? Wow.
Yeah, this is your third time.
Thank you.
Three times.
That means we're more than acquaintances now.
Yes. We gave each other a hug.
Yeah.
When you came in, we were unsure, hug or not, and it was like, no, that's fine. Yeah. COVID's over. It's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. So I won't say what you said when you come in the door, but it might. That's a joke for another time. So first off, let's talk a little bit about you. You have obviously been on air with me before. Tell us a little bit about your background, your music background.
I've been playing music since I was about seven, and I used to perform to people as I walked past my parents' house, like hoping they would listen. But then if anyone ever did look up at the window, I'd like duck down. And that's pretty much a description of me, because I'm quite shy normally. But then somehow I like to jump on a stage and be like, look at me, listen to my songs. I've just got back from playing some shows in Belgium and Germany, and loving playing in Europe. It's been really fun. And thanks for having me back.
Yes, welcome, because you've been to New York, hadn't you, when I last spoke to you last year? You've been doing some stuff over there, hadn't you?
Yeah, I did a gig there at the Rockwood Music Hall, which was really fun. And I played there a few times. And I find that the English accent helps, because it kind of already gets people paying attention to you already. So that's a good start.
Yeah. And I think at the moment, because you've got, as we were talking about, Lewis Capaldi off air, who's hilarious, by the way. Check him out on TikTok, because he's brilliant. He's an amazing musician, but he's just such a funny guy. That kind of Brit thing, we had that back probably with like Blur and Oasis. And again, we've got that British kind of music sort of pushing through with people like Adele, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Right the way across.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, really. I feel like it's a bit of a deep thing to say here, but I feel like in England at the moment we have a bit of an identity crisis because we've gone through Brexit and all these other things. And whether you're for it or against it, we are in a bit of a crisis. And whereas in America and the rest of the world, they have a real love for England, and we need to adopt that ourselves sometimes, I think. Because I see the way people love England, I'm like, oh, I want a bit of that, you know.
Yeah, I think the best thing is when we had like the Olympics here, and that feeling, and also with the women's football team as well. That kind of like, and we're all like, yeah, we're all Brits and we're all together, and I love that.
Yeah, they're beautiful
and
moments.
We need to do that more. We do moan about the UK quite a bit.
Yeah, but it's wonderful, especially like London and the cities. Like it's like every walk of life, and it's wonderful cross section of. Humanity. So there we go.
See, we go on to everything. Woo! When you're on this show, you've been getting a lot of radio plays as well, haven't you, with your new track?
I've been really lucky. I have a spreadsheet, and I've been relentless at being like, can you play my song? And Michelle's been very gracious and been like, okay.
Yeah, you can normally leave me, will you play my song, go okay, and I'll tag you in, I'm all right, you don't have to keep on.
But that's why this next single's called Okay, because I've just, you know, it's very forward thinking.
Yes, so we are going to talk about that, but you're going to play us three songs, and we want to get some songs in, so you're going to do the first one for us, and then we'll come back with more talking about you.
Of course.
Obviously. So what's the first one you're going to do?
This is called Party Like the First Time, and I wrote it with a friend of mine in the pandemic when we couldn't go out, and it's about, imagining what it would be like again to go out. So I know it's only Tuesday, but if you're going out tonight or, you know, any time this week, this might be about you. It's about getting together with your mates, maybe having a pre-drink, and then you go out. He goes like this.
Okay.
I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock, hit the club around the block. A little shots, a little rock, oh yeah. Party dresses, high stiletto, vodka shots and rose rosetto. Body shots, you can't forget those, I'm there. Oh, like tonight's the first time. Put in 2020 in hindsight. Let's put you in the limelight. We're feeling alright now. I waited so long to break free, so everybody follow my lead. Oh, just like the first time. Oh, tonight you're mine. Da 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 da. Music pounding, stomping feet, bodies grinding, feel the heat. Moving closer next to me, oh yeah. Hands are waving everywhere, move around like I just don't care. I save my lap, you get the chair, oh yeah. Oh, even if it's only for tonight, put in 2020 in hindsight. Let's put you in the limelight. We're feeling alright, alright now. I waited so long to break free, so everybody follow my lead. Oh, 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 tonight is timeless. Oh, 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 I waited so long for the moment. Got a rock drink and dance like we own it. Oh, 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 just like the first time. Oh, 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 tonight you're mine. Tonight you're mine. So long to break free, so everybody follow my lead. Oh, 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 just like the first time. Oh, 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 I've waited so long for the moment. Gonna rock, drink, and dance like you own it. Oh, 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 just like the first time. Oh, 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 tonight you're mine.
It feels wicked that I'm only doing that on my own. It feels like there should be more people. I might actually get an applause thing that I can put on.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I think there's probably is one somewhere on the system that I need to put on when you've finished. I'm just going to, let me just have a look. Applause. I didn't spell it properly. Is it here? Let's see. Oh, no, it's not going to come out. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Hey, I love it. Thank you. That's it.
Yeah, that was a little bit lacklustre though. We need a word.
Sure, that'd be quite a good alarm clock sound. It'd make you want to get up out of bed every morning.
It would. There's nothing like actually the sound of applause. So let's talk about your gigs.
Yes.
What do you feel when you get up on stage? What is the feeling when you're there?
So the beginning, I feel a bit apprehensive, like, why am I doing this again? I'm a shy person. Why am I on a stage? And then towards the end of the gig, I'm like, I'm absolutely loving it. And then right at the very end, I'm like, why is everyone looking at me? Make it stop. That's basically the journey I go on every time.
And you've always, as you said, you've always been shy, but the music is just something that you want, you feel you have to share.
Yeah.
So it sort of gets over that. Are you okay with chatting with me? But are you okay sort of talking on stage, or is that different?
I think I'm okay. I think I like to tell stories, and I feel like I get the songs are like these conduits. Ooh, it's a big word, conduit. Conduit. It, like, you know, it kind of takes me on a bit of a journey, and I feel safe hiding behind the song and sort of explaining the song. And but like, no one believes me when I say I'm shy. But I think I've learned how to be so. Like, I like being sociable, but I find it difficult. So I think I've learned how to do it over the years, and getting on a stage definitely helps.
What's inspiring you to write at the moment? Are you somebody that has a long break from writing, or are you continually writing?
So I used to write all the time, and then because of the pandemic, I wrote over 500 songs. So I'm still sorting through those. Yeah. And then occasionally, like maybe once a month or so, I'll work on something new, and I won't finish it. And I'm good at starting things, but not necessarily finishing them. So I've got a couple on the go at the moment. About once a month on average right now, but it used to be like, there was a time when it was like three a day, so it just depends. I'm doing too much sensible stuff at the moment, like, you know, accounting and washing and all the grown-up stuff, so there's no space
at the same
for
time.
I can't multitask. So it's like either I'm writing songs or I'm being a grown-up.
Yes. So outside of music, what do you do?
I like to run.
Yep.
A bit of yoga, YouTube yoga, which is fun. Started going to the gym recently because I realised you can watch your favourite Netflix show on the treadmill, which I think is brilliant. So kill a couple of birds with one stone.
Yep.
And cook. Yeah, a lot of things like that. A bit of basketball with my kids sometimes. I feel quite good when I beat them, then I realise that they're 10 years old and I should let them you know, beat me.
So yeah. how many children you got? Two?
Two kids, yeah.
And how old are they? 10 and
10, oh, 11, this recent birthday, and 8 and a half.
So you don't look old enough to have children. Oh, thank you. It's the lighting in here is pretty bright, I can tell you. They're looking very well.
Thank you. I steal my partner's moisturiser.
Are the children showing any musical interest? Or are you saying, pick up that guitar and play it?
Yeah, so my son's always tapping and drumming all the time, and everyone's like, stand up, stop tapping. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And my daughter recently asked for drum lessons. Well, she asked for a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I said, if you want them in a year, then we'll get them for you. So now I'm going to get her drum lessons.
Yeah.
Because kids do so many clubs, you can only do so many. Yeah. And I don't want her to do it just because she thinks it's, you know, I don't know. But she seems to really like it. So, yeah, I'll keep you posted on that one.
Yeah, keep you posted. And also, you want to get your son to be a bass player. And then when they get another couple of years, you go out gigging and you go, you're just doing it for the experience because you love music. Not paying you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people say anyway, isn't
it? We were just exposure. Talking there. Yeah, exactly. We've got to give you exposure. Come and do your wonderful music and we won't pay you anything to be here. It's like, as I said, it's the same thing with artists. It's like, I've got a lot of your wonderful picture. I love that. Will you come and paint me a picture? Yes, I will, but I'm not going to pay you anything. You do want musicians, as I always say, to make a living. And also, it's why it's important to like people's socials. Yeah. Even if you do nothing else today, go and have a look at a couple of local companies and obviously Adam Wed and go and like the pages.
Yay. That I'm up for that.
That's it, isn't it, really?
That is what it's about.
Because it's the joy. And also, I always say to people when they say, I really like that song, they tell the artist.
Yeah.
What are telling me for? And they go, oh, God, she's in the right mood today. So get on there. And some of them do. So I'm watching and go, I heard your song today and I thought it was great. I was like, there you go.
Oh.
It wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's great.
Now, what song are you going to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Hurricane, which is it's about two people with ADHD that have fallen in love, basically.
All right, excellent.
Yeah. So it goes like this. Yeah, so I'm shy, but I have ADHD. It's a funny world, isn't it? Okay, here we go.
You came at me like a hurricane. The winds are rising with the rain. We danced all night. We made out in the moonlight. You're a tropical storm, sometimes I feel so torn. I'm not sure that I can wear this up. Are we crazy or is this vanity? I can't get enough, these waves, they are so rough. You're flooding my shores, I saw now only yours. We danced all night and slept all day. Drives me insane. Smell your coconut kisses from miles away. It's feeling like a hurricane, but I'm feeling like a hurricane. I was home alone like a caged bird free. You put wind in my sails watching you watch me. I went crazy or is this vanity? We drink cherry wine and dance sky high. Once in life, right place, right time. Now I started something I can't get enough. I can't get enough, these waves, they are so rough. You're flooding my shores, I somehow undid yours. We danced all night, but slept all day. The way you move drives me insane. I smell your coconut kisses from miles away. Feeling like a rise, feeling like a hurricane. Take my hand now, spinning around town. We have the world away. I'm feeling like a hurricane. I'm feeling like a hurricane. We danced on but slept all day. The way you move drives me insane. I smell your coconut kisses from miles away. I was feeling like a horror, now I'm feeling like a hurricane. I was feeling like a horror, now I'm feeling like a hurricane. I was feeling like a horror, I'm feeling like a hurricane.
Cheers. Love it. Love it.
They've just come in.
That's amazing.
Well done to them. Let me just turn that bit off there. Did a bit of filming, a bit of everything here.
Fancy.
It's very
really
fancy, isn't it?
I'm impressed.
So what are your plans for the rest of the year? You've got OK out at the moment.
Yeah, it came out like last week or something like that. I'm getting a haircut today, hopefully. I've been told that's important. I'm playing a show on Thursday, like a London headline show. So if anyone wants to get the train in, West Hampstead Arts Club, £6 tickets, which is good. I think there's a couple left. And that I've just doing a couple more shows in Germany in June. And I'm going to LA for the first time to do some showcases, which would be cool. So
wow.
I don't know much about it yet, but it's... yeah,
what a thing. How could you just throw that in? Come on.
I'm a bit nervous talking about it.
Just going to LA. It was like, it's not like you're going down to Barking, is it? I mean, are you going to LA?
Well, I don't know. I've not been before. So I've seen La La Land, so I don't know if it's anything like that. But I'll keep you posted.
Oh, wow. That's something to look forward to.
I'm really excited about it. But I think I need to sort out the logistics. But I've got one show booked and hoping to book a couple of other things as well.
So with doing your music, is it just you, or have you got management, or is it just you having to do the whole thing?
So I did have a manager. I got signed to management, James Brown's manager, actually, in 2019, which was amazing. But then the pandemic happened. I was like, I'm gonna call it off. And we're still really good friends, and I send him my music, and he's a lovely, lovely man. He lives in New York, and he has lunch with Justin Timberlake. He's really well connected.
Yeah.
But he just wasn't able to help me at the level I'm at, I think. So I'm on my own at the moment. My partner's amazingly helpful, you know, which is great. I think I'm not particularly sharp-minded where she is, so that kind of keeps me good. But there's just a small team of us at the moment, but just, cozy.
Yeah, and it is hard work because, as you know, you're promoting yourself, you've got to do your socials, you're recording the music, you're writing the songs, having your pictures taken, doing videos, and the promotion.
It's like write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Does it?
Do all the
very
TikTok.
Right, I've got a new little feature here, which I've never done before, and I just thought I would do a quick round. I should have a clock going doop, 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 doop in the back, but I haven't got that. I might put that on afterwards.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a quick fire round. You've got to say really quickly what comes to your head, right?
Okay, I'll try not to.
And we've got about five questions to ask you. So, number one, what's your favourite takeaway food?
Indian.
What was the worst fashion fail?
Yellow fleece. I used to get called Banana Boy because my fleece was yellow.
Could be worse.
Yeah. That's true.
What do you hate about gigging?
Sound men sometimes, not always, but occasionally, if they don't really care about their job.
Who's the best vocalist of all time?
I like Joan Baez. Oh, that's how I say her name. But yeah.
You're in a band and you need to get rid of one: the lead guitarist, the bass guitarist, the drummer, or the keyboard player.
It could be the drummer because there's so many jokes, so I feel like they could get a comedy career afterwards. But then they do say the bass is the basic guitar, so maybe anyone can play the bass, but not everyone can play the bass well. So either the drummer or the bassist.
There we go. Don't apply.
Drum machine.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I didn't mean it. I'll take it back.
And lastly, your favourite alcoholic drink?
Whiskey on the rocks, like good whiskey.
Yeah. Would you like Japanese whiskey?
I do. Would I say names?
Hibiki.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I think they stopped making it now.
I don't know. You can get that. There's another one. I was reading up about Japanese whiskey and I bought it for somebody, and they said it's lovely. And I tried a bit and I can't do whiskey.
Okay.
But apparently it's got like a creamy kind of.
It's lovely.
I don't know.
I like it with the ice, and it doesn't. I don't mean to be pretentious, but what it does for me is because I drink liquid quite quick. I'm drinking this coffee really quick now.
It's got no whiskey in it, by the way.
Yeah, it's not today. But with the whiskey and the ice melts, so it keeps this drink that keeps giving, which is quite good. And it gets less alcoholic, which is probably better, right? So it's...
But did you actually get it for whiskey? Did you actually have a sip of whiskey and go, I really like this taste? Because for me, I've tried to drink whiskey and I do like alcohol, but it just tastes horrible. I can't get round the
taste. Fair enough. Do you like brandy?
No, not really.
Same thing. Yeah, I quite like the smoky swell, swell on your tongue. It's it's quite. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I do like it. I like it.
I'm just sitting here at the moment with a cigar and a whiskey. since about 10 o'clock this morning. That's how I like to start the show.
Yeah, she starts it in class.
So tell us about the track OK, because are you going to end on that one?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Play It Live, which I've been playing out, which is a beautiful song. Whoa, tell us about you. How you wrote it and about the meaning behind the lyrics.
I think I wrote it out of frustration one day when I got home, and I just felt like the world's a bit of a mess. You know, the Ukraine situation, the situation here with Brexit, but also lots of other stuff, and then you know, family members getting ill and all that sort of stuff. And it just sort of poured out. And it's the idea that it's okay to not be okay, but why isn't it okay? You know, it's a bit of an angry song, but it's also trying to be a bit more reflective than just war anger. So it's it finishes by saying it's okay to not be okay. And how else does it finish? And sometimes it's not anything you can do, you know. It's about sort of, you know, what's that prayer of serenity? Like, give me the grace to understand the things I can or can change and all that sort of, it's like that kind of thing, I suppose. But it's a bit of a political commentary song, but without pointing the finger too much at anyone. So.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. It could get cancelled.
Yeah.
It's like in today's site.
Oh, it's closed sometimes, I tell you.
Yeah, be very careful. I look at Twitter and I do love it, but I just think, don't get involved. Say nothing at all. Now, if you want to find out more about Adam Wedd, I knew I was going to do that.
It was a good save. It was a good save.
I've been saying your name right all morning.
You have.
It is the double D at the end. For some reason, my brain sees it round the other way, and I can't help it.
Well, maybe you have dyslexia or dyspraxia. Or
maybe.
I have something similar as well. Yeah. I've been thinking of making like a fake Instagram account called Adam Wedd, and just be me like spoof account. I might do it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. I heard a thing like this radio DJ last night. Oh, excuse me.
It's all right. Just he feels at home. He can belch whatever he likes.
That's a surprise. In my culture, that means it's a very good radio show. There was a guy last night that did a radio show, and he said, we got married to Adam Wedd's music last night. And I thought, that's quite a nice way of remembering.
Yes. So W-E-double-D, and you will find Adam across social media. So just check him out. If you like his track, it's on Spotify. It'll be on Apple Music. You can download it, pay for it, and also go along to any of the socials and like what he does.
Thank you so much for having me back again. And for me, like, since 2015, I've been coming to Brentwood for some gigs and comes on the show. And it's been just a wonderful home from home. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this is amazing. This song is called OK.
Thank you.
I'm coming home from a bloody hard day. Some people have got no soul, no matter how much money they make. I try to be myself, but I get lost along the way. I hope that someday we are okay. Yeah, I tell myself that tomorrow's another day. I watch myself undress, confess I'm in disarray. Sometimes things aren't looking up, so I try to look away. I hope that someday we are okay. Ooh, 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 ooh. I've got some things to say. I'm not the coolest kid in the class today. Sometimes I lose myself, forget all the things I say. Sometimes we work so hard, yet still we don't get paid. I try, yes, I try to be okay. Yeah, the news is not looking good today. Holy mess, some people died, the worst people got away. The best people don't always win, and the worst ideas can stay. I've got some things to say. Oh, So I start to sing, I hope we'll be okay. I don't have the latest gear, and I don't have much money made. Some nights I cry, but the one that keeps me awake, I hope that someday we'll be okay. We've got a leader now who don't know what to say, lining the pockets of all the ones that got away. I like building things, I like the cold, but I'm no snowflake. I hope that someday we are okay. It's not looking good, will anyone escape? Yeah, we'll never give up, it must be in our DNA. Sometimes things don't work out, there's not a single thing you can say. That's okay, that's okay, yeah, that's okay. Is that okay, is that okay, yeah, that's okay. We're not okay, but that's okay, yeah, that's okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All those wonderful people appeared. So if you want to find out more about Adam Wed, W-E-D-D, just check him out across socials and go and like his page and download his music and maybe even buy it.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Come and say hi, and thanks for having me. It's been wonderful.
Lovely. And you can check out all these gigs there as well. Right, it's just coming to 12:02. I'll be back to do some ads in a while. Before then, I think we will have, let's have a look. Oh, what am I going to play? I don't know. Oh, actually, I think I'll put on a bit of Madonna. Actually, bless her. Here she is. Time goes by.